Shalom Levracha, we are continuing to grow with the Shir HaMalos. I'm going to summarize again, Kapitel Kuf Chof Zay, which basically contrasts the two mind frames of humanity. The Esav mind frame is that I am the center of the world, I am controlling or do what I can to control everything that happens in my life. And that type of person lives a life full of frustration because he overworks himself and he never achieves what he really wants. Because the fact is that he does not control the world. The other way of looking at life is, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this world, he gave me this tremendous gift of life, and he gave of everything I have physically and spiritually. And I'm going to take advantage of this world, even the physical things, to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. And follow his ways and his Torah and mitzvahs, come closer to him, and that will bring me my success. So instead of being that selfish, Esav type of person whose life is totally self-centered, I'm the other way around. My whole life is to appreciate what I have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give over to others. So that's what the pasuk is saying. Shlomo HaMelech, who happened to be the most powerful person in the world, he's saying, it's not in my power. So he's stressing that I recognize with all my tremendous power, it's not me. It's all from Hashem. And he says that the people that think otherwise, you people that getting up too early and going to sleep too late, you're constantly, the bread that you eat is full of frustration, because when you want to be the one who's controlling the world and controlling your life, you see it's not happening, and you overwork yourself, and you never achieve your goals. We see in the world itself, there's powerful people in the world, in Russia, Syria, all the different countries, and you see how they just self-destruct themselves till Hashem gets rid of them from the world. And that's what's happening to the entire world. The people have more power, less power, but it's all from Hashem, and if they don't realize that, they're going to lose it. That's number one. In the second half, after recognizing that all our successes and everything we have in life and everything we need is from Hashem, I'm a recipient of the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My goal in life is to give over. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me life, I'm going to give life to others. And that's the second half of the kapitel. It's describing how a Jewish person looks. Nachlas Hashem bonim, socha priyat boten. The nachla that we have from Hashem is that we can have children. Describing our strength and the continuity that we have from generation to the next is because we put our efforts into caring for the needs of our children and bringing them up in the proper fashion. Caring for the needs sometimes is giving them, sometimes not giving them, but it's all coming from their mind frame. I don't want to control them. I want to care for their needs. Whether a person has his own biological children, or if a person doesn't have biological children, he has the opportunity of helping other children. It's all the same. We're using the gifts that Hashem gave us to build up the next generation. That comes from that recognition that Hashem is running the world, and I want to emulate Hashem. And that is our strength. That was keeps Klal Yisrael strong from one generation to the next. We're living in a time that the selfless nature of humanity has reached heights that never existed before. Even the concept of family is falling apart, barely exists. People aren't even getting married, and the ones that get married, how much connection do they have to the family and children? These are the things that we celebrate, and we're thanking Hashem that He gave us the Torah, He gave us our values, and He gave us the ability to contemplate His greatness and what we receive from Him and carry on in our own lives. Mitzvah Hashem, if we live such a life, we won't have that lechem ha'atzovim, that what we eat is with frustration, but we'll always be satiated and happy with what we have. Sameach b'chalkeinu, be able to give over to others and benefit the entire world.